This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant in the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered city of Mariupol have ignored a surrender or die ultimatum from the Russians and continue to hold out against the capture of the strategically vital port. Mariupol has been the site of a merciless seven-week-old siege that has reduced much of the city to a smoking ruin. Its fall would be Moscow's biggest victory of the war yet and free up troops to take part in a potentially climactic battle for control of Ukraine's industrial east. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is now saying Russian troops in southern Ukraine have been carrying out torture and kidnappings, and he called on the world Sunday to respond. He said torture chambers are built there, Zelensky said in an evening address to the nation. He also said they abduct representatives of local governments and anyone deemed visible to local communities. Zelensky said humanitarian aid has been stolen, creating famine. In occupied parts of Kherson and other regions, he said the Russians are creating separatist states and introducing Russian currency, the ruble. Intensified Russian shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has killed 18 people and wounded 106 in just the last 4 days alone, according to Zelensky. On what is supposed to be Christianity's most joyous day, Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in the senseless war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging around the world. He also voiced worry about the risk of nuclear warfare. The pontiff also had just finished celebrating Easter Mass in a square packed by faithful for the holiday for the first time since the pandemic began in early 2020. This is VOA News. North Korea has test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon designed to boost its nuclear fighting capability. State media reported Sunday, a day before its chief rivals in the United States and South Korea began annual drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. The 13th weapons test this year came amid concerns that North Korea may soon conduct an even larger provocation that may include a nuclear test in an effort to expand the country's arsenal and increase pressure on Washington and Seoul. While denuclearization talks remain silent and stalled, the official Korean News Central News Agency said leader Kim Jong-un observed what it called the weapon's successful launch and released a photo showing a beaming Kim clapping his hand with military officers. KCNA said the weapons tested has great significance in drastically improving the firepower of the frontline long-range artillery units, enhancing the efficiency in the operation of North Korea's tactical nukes and diversification of their firepower missions. Thousands of people in Shanghai who test positive for the coronavirus but have few or no symptoms are being ordered into quarantine centers and exhibition halls and other buildings. The move is part of an official effort to contain China's biggest coronavirus outbreak since the two-year-old pandemic began. Most of Shanghai was shut down starting March 28th after case numbers soared. The biggest quarantine center is in the National Exhibition and Convention Center, which has beds for 50,000 people. One resident says lights there are left on all night, making it hard to sleep, and she's yet to find a hot shower. A classified satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office was launched into space from California. The Enroll 85 satellite lifted off at 6:13 Sunday morning from Vandenberg Space Force Base aboard a two-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Vandenberg says it was the first mission by the NRO to reuse a SpaceX rocket booster. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant in the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered city of Mariupol and have ignored a surrender or die ultimatum from the Russians, and they continue to hold out against the capture of the strategically vital port. There's more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.